Why do I write? It's a reasonable enough question to ask of any writer. A Sunday scribbler? A regular journal keeper? A branded bestseller? Or someone like me, who quietly writes literary fiction? But when asked to examine my own motivation for writing, I feel a little disquiet, a sense that the question is misplaced, as it implies that there was a decision, at some point in my life, to write. It implies that there was a choice. When I was a child, asking why a writer writes would have been like asking why does a fish swim or a bird fly. It's something I always did. And I began writing when I was so young, I honestly do not remember if there was ever a decision. I think that I must have started writing almost as soon as I could read. And I would shamelessly plagiarise voice, channeling each author, and write in the style of whoever I was reading. From Worlds Beyond the Wardrobe to comic diaries, from rhyming verse to tortured reflections on family, fantasy, and Greek tragedy. I can't explain why I started filling whole exercise books full of stories, full of poems and imaginary worlds. Perhaps, even though I loved reading, it felt too much like a spectator sport if I wasn't participating in it myself. Making myself part of the stories by writing and rewriting them, writing further from the story I'd been told. I was a greedy reader. But then I found that reading alone wasn't enough to fuel my writing, so I became something of a spy in the house of those I loved, and would keep an incriminating journal full of every petty jealousy and family argument, which still makes scandalous reading. My first stories were short, but the canvas felt too limited. So I began to write long, to create my own imaginary worlds, a little while after I read Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. That was the first book that made me want to create my own world, rather than run about and play in a world of someone else's creation, or record the world about me. All those acts of ventriloquism, all those observations of family crisis, all the places I'd been in my limited life, and in the epic vistas of my reading, all came together into something that must have been the beginning of my own voice. The more I wrote, the more I discovered a voice that didn't belong to the authors I admired, but to me alone. I even named the first world that I created. I called it Apoi Kuraf, rather unimaginatively, as it was my own name, backwards. And I filled book after book, writing about this place, an island kingdom with its own characters, traditions, history and geography. A true Tolkien fangirl, I created dances and songs, although I drew the line at inventing a language. And then, when I was a bit older, I tried writing what I thought was grown-up fiction, the story of a character that I cared about, and the journey that she was on. It was about someone very similar to me, and I suppose most first novels are semi-autobiographical. I realised that writing was something of an addiction for me, and I actively resented anything that got in the way of my writing time. Back then, I wasn't writing to be published, for fame, or money, or even for an audience, although I thought that might be nice. I did hopefully submit that manuscript to every publisher, with a letter composed on the school computer. I wrote to them, "You might not want to take me seriously, because I'm just 15, but I think it might be a marketing advantage." But that wasn't why I wrote, as rejection didn't stop me writing at all. I wasn't even writing for pleasure, as sometimes, most times, it was hard. My best work took something from me. It cost me something to write something true and useful, and I think it still does. So why do I write? I realise that I write now for the same reason that I wrote then. It was never something I decided to do. Perhaps some writers do make a decision, and they decide to write for money, for therapy, for pleasure, or for pain. Perhaps they write because they have a dream. But I write simply because I must. Like the swimming fish, the flying bird, because there never was any choice, as it is simply what it is to be me.